Well, Paul, many thanks for speaking to us. Obvious disappointment today. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, we're all disappointed. You know, disappointed the game's not on because we're prepared well for it, but more disappointed for our fans that have travelled all the way down here. You know, got to respect the referee's decision because player safety comes first, but I just wish that the decision had made earlier before everybody got down here.
Can you confirm what is the exact reason why has he called it off for?
Well, there's two areas down in the goalmouth, I think, that everybody's seen that his main concern was injury. You know, he had a few players running through it. You know, but it's his decision. It's one we can't change.
And if you have one beef or issue today, it's the fact that he's left it so late. You're hoping that he should have done it earlier. You think he should have done it earlier? Not to apportion blame, but you're thinking from a logistical point of view, he should have done it earlier.
He's got a decision to make, but my own personal opinion is that it could have been made this morning because, you know, we've took a lot of fans down here and they've spent a lot of money to travel and watch us. Our away support is absolutely fantastic. So maybe a little bit of common sense from that point of view could have come into it.
Just sense as well that the atmosphere has changed a bit, hasn't it? I think there's a fair bit of frustration.
Absolutely.
I'm not sure who it's pointed at, to be honest, Paul. I mean, we can't help Mother Nature, can we? But
we can, and look, there's nothing we can do. Myself and Mickey Bell, you know, we give our opinions to the referee.
Did you want to play, Paul? Can you confirm?
We're down here and we wanted to play the game. No doubt about that. But the referee's made his decision, so there's nothing we can do about it.
And their manager, Mickey Bell, did he want to play as well?
Yeah, but both managers wanted to play the game, without a shadow of a doubt.
What this means, of course, is a bit of a bottleneck now, doesn't it, in terms of fixtures? Is that four pending, including this? Two Notts County and the Barnsley as well?
Yeah, it is, but we deal with it. You know, it's happened, we can't change it. We know we've got games coming up. You know, disappointing thing is we're coming into the game in good form. You know, it's a game that we believed we could win. We knew it was going to be difficult. You know, the only positive is we're into the hat for the next round.
Well, listen, while I've got you, I mean, we can look ahead, if you forgive me, to next week, because you've got another big derby to look forward to now, but another one.
Yeah, it is a big game for us. You know, Sheffield United, big club, we know that. But it's going to be a great atmosphere. It's going to be a tough game for us, but as I said, we're going into it in good form.
In all your history of playing and managing, I mean, have you ever experienced anything such as what we've had today, Paul?
No.
I'm not sure I have.
No, I admit, when I was at Oldham, we started a game against Rochdale that got cancelled. Then, obviously, there was the ill-fated Charlton game last season that got called off.
Of course, brings back memories of that, doesn't it? Yeah.
So, but no, we're disappointed today. But as I said, you know, my main disappointment's for our fans.
Can I ask you about the injury situation as well? But a bit of bad news about Cedric Avina. What is the latest there, Paul?
Cedric's damaged his medial ligament, and he's going to be a minimum of 4 weeks. He's got a slight stress fracture on the inside of his knee as well. But both injuries sort of counteracted the amount of time he's going to be out for. So that was the thoughts of bringing Ender Stevens in. Nathan Tyson tweaked his knee. He was probably 80% for today. But we decided not to bring him down and risk him because Theo's been working hard and deserves his chance as well.
And they are the only two that you've got a concern about looking ahead to next Saturday?
Yeah, they are. Kyle Bennett's wife had a little baby yesterday as well. So congratulations to him. Hope the family's all okay. And that's it.